This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdil administers oath of office and secrecy to five newly appointed ambassadors of Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa returning home from India today after completing a routine health checkup. And Ukrainian officials accuse Russia of using fake documents to hide the presence of foreign soldiers, especially North Koreans. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdil today administered the oath of office and secrecy to five newly appointed ambassadors at a ceremony held at the office of the President, Sheetal Niwas. The newly appointed ambassadors are Jangal Bahadur Chauhan for the Russian Federation, Chandra Kumar Ghimire for the United Kingdom, Sunil Nepal for the Kingdom of Spain, Dr. Siva Maya Tumba Hamfe for the Republic of Korea and Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma for the Republic of India. The event was attended by senior officials from the government of Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa is returning home today after completing a routine health checkup at Apollo Hospital in New Delhi, the capital of India. She travelled to New Delhi last Friday for a follow-up checkup on her hip replacement surgery. During her stay, Dr. Rana also addressed the Indo-Nepal Economic Conference and requested additional air routes from India. She also sought India's cooperation in fully operationalizing Pokhara and Gautam Buddha international airports. Prior to her India visit, Minister Dr. Rana had been to Europe to advocate for climate justice for Nepal at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. She argued that Nepal has suffered significant losses due to climate change and deserves compensation. During her European tour, Dr. Rana met with several European leaders and officials to discuss bilateral relations, climate change and Nepal's request for the removal of the safety list imposed on Nepali airlines. Recording the statements of five defendants, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party, President and former Home Minister Ravi Lamichhani, accused of cooperative fraud, is underway at the District Court Kaski today. The District Attorney's Office Kaski has filed a case against Lamichhani and 31 others on the charge of cooperative fraud. Lamichhani has also been booked for organized crime and money laundering along with cooperative fraud. District Court Kaski's Information Officer Suraj Adhikari said that the recording of the statements of Lamichhani, Chabilal Joshi and five other defendants presented before the court was ongoing. According to Attorney's Office, a case has been filed at the District Court Kaski against 63 people so far in connection with the embezzlement of the Surya Darshan Cooperative in Pokhara. Nepali Congress leader and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has stated that the primary challenge Nepali Congress is currently facing is its management. Speaking at a gathering in Chhatrapati in the capital, the minister noted that the key question for the party at the moment was whether it can manage its internal affairs effectively. He emphasized the importance of involving every active member in the party's activities. He remarked that Nepali Congress has a long history of struggling for democracy and democratic values, which has earned it the trust of the people on multiple occasions. The minister pointed out that given its history, active membership in the party is a matter of a significant importance. The Nepal-Egypt Cultural Festival was organized in Cairo on Sunday with the participation of children. The festival was hosted by the Nepali Embassy in Cairo in coordination with the Egypt Supreme Cultural Council and the National Children's Culture Center. Egyptian children participating in the school-level art competition held at the Children's Park in Sayyeda Zainab in Cairo depicted Nepal's diverse natural, social and cultural heritage through paintings and woodwork. According to the Nepali embassy, the children participating in the competition created pictures of Pashupatinath, Swayambhunath, Baudhanath, Taleju Bhawani, mountains, Buddha, Kumari, etc., depicting Nepal's art, cultural history, natural heritage and life. About 100 Egyptian students studying in different schools of Cairo participated in the competition. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian officials have accused Russia of using fake documents to hide the presence of foreign soldiers, especially North Koreans, on the battlefield. According to the CNN, Ukraine's Special Operation Forces said they killed three North Korean soldiers in Russia's Kursk region and seized their military identification. The documents, although using Russian-style names and birthplaces, had Korean signatures revealing their true origin. Intelligence estimates suggest that between 11,000 to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to fight alongside Russian forces, particularly in the Kursk area. Reports indicate that many of these soldiers have suffered heavy casualties, with some sources claiming hundreds of North Koreans have been killed or wounded since October. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of covering up the losses, with reports of bodies being burned or concealed their identity. Neither Russia nor North Korea has confirmed the presence of North Korean soldiers fighting in the war. A small plane crashed into a residential area in southern Brazil on Sunday, killing all 10 people on board and injuring at least 17 people on the ground. According to Al Jazeera, the twin-engine Piper PA-42-1000 struck the chimney of a house, then hit a second home before crashing into a shop in Gramado, a popular tourist town in the Serra Gaúcha Mountains. Brazil's Civil Defense Agency confirmed the crash occurred shortly after takeoff from Canela. Among the victims were plane's owner and pilot, his wife, three daughters and six other family members. The 17 injured on the ground included 12 people still in the hospital. Gramado is a major tourist destination, especially during the Christmas season. The Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government has announced a new policy mandating polio vaccination as a prerequisite for obtaining birth, death and marriage certificates in Pakistan. According to the Asian News International, this measure is aimed at bolstering the province's ongoing efforts to eradicate polio. Under this directive, families refusing to administer polio drops to their children will be denied access to these essential documents. The government views this policy as a vital step to address such resistance and improve vaccination coverage. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudal administers oath of office and secrecy to five newly appointed ambassadors of Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rajaratna Dewa returning home from India today after completing a routine health checkup. And Ukrainian officials accuse Russia of using fake documents to hide the presence of foreign soldiers, especially North Koreans. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.